Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
School districts, teachers, and families around the country are in flux today. With the pandemic raging out of control, Kentucky's governor has closed the state's classrooms for in-person learning starting Monday.
And in New York City, home to the country's largest public school system, more than a million students are moving to online-only learning today as cases also surge there. NYC is one of the first major metropolitan areas in the country to reopen schools to in-person classes back in the fall. And up until today, about 300,000 students had been attending. Let's bring in WNYC's Jessica Gould, who covers education in New York. And Jessica, start by telling us, how big of a blow is this to families who have been sending their kids to classes?
Keep in mind, that's only about a quarter, a little more than a quarter of this enormous school system of almost a million students. So three quarters of families had already opted to be fully remote. The rest were going in person a few days a week if their schools could accommodate them in small cohorts with lots of masks and testing. You know, the mayor really trumpeted this opening of schools as a triumph for the city, as it's coming back, as it was coming back from the worst days of the epidemic in the spring. And he was incredibly committed to reopening schools for students, saying that remote learning just can't, you know, give kids what in-person instruction can. So for many families, this is a huge blow. It's, you know, they have to figure out childcare. They have to make sure they have devices. There are still some 60,000 device requests outstanding that need to be filled for low-income students. And, you know, it's a major change for kids who've weathered so much change so far.
Sure. Well, you mentioned Mayor de Blasio's commitment to opening schools. There had been some tension between he and Governor Cuomo. Cuomo actually said on Tuesday that the city has only about 2.9% when it comes to the average positive 7-day results. And has de Blasio weighed in on the school closure announcement at all?
Well, the state and the city have different numbers for how they calculate this. And the city's numbers are 3%, which was this threshold that the mayor promised to the teachers union and to parents that if infections citywide, the positivity rate went over 3%, that he would shutter the schools. As there was a huge backlash from parents about this in the past week when we were approaching this threshold and it seemed clear we were going to have to close, Governor Cuomo, who often steps in, some might say steps on Mayor de Blasio and reverses his decisions, started raising questions about this threshold and said, you know, maybe we should be looking at the positivity rates within schools, which are much lower. Right. But so far he has said, you know, within certain parameters that the state set, the city has the discretion to close its schools. And so far that's what they're doing. Now the mayor and the governor are in discussion with the unions about how to reopen and what standards they would set for reopening.
Do these restrictions also apply to private schools in New York?
No. And, you know, New York City has one of the most segregated, some say the most segregated school systems in the country. Private schools, charter schools, religious schools fall under the state's jurisdiction for this rather than the city's. So the city public schools are now all closed, where kids who are in private school are able to go to school in person some 5 days a week. So many point out that that's just, you know, creating more inequity in an already inequitable system.
That's Jessica Gould. She covers education for WNYC. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks.